Hello, I'm Anthony from the 8th Bit Network, and I'm bringing you something different today from UBN. Welcome to This Week in 8ths. This Week in 8ths is our newest thing, and essentially what I'm going to do is take you through a few different topics of news throughout the week that I found interesting in less than 8 minutes. Get it to you nice and quick and easy, give you some slight opinions. The main purpose of this is to simply present what happened and keep you up to date with the latest happenings in the world of gaming! Was that enthusiastic enough? I hope so. But let's get started right away with something that I am so not. I don't give a fuck about it. Anthem is doing something. They're alive, I guess. Anthem is doing... They've launched a Halloween event called Seasons of Skulls. So if you're one of the 15 people playing Anthem, well then... Holy fuck, have I got some good news for you. Enjoy your Halloween event, and I hope this brings back another 10 people for you to play with. Moving on from that, Lady Gaga and Ninja in the same sentence must be Fortnite, and it was Fortnite. Lady Gaga is now even more famous somehow for making an interesting tweet that said, "What is Fortnite?" And she spelled it with the proper spelling of Fortnite, as Fortnite was not originally by the game. It's a real term, but moving on from that, she said, "What's Fortnite?" Ninja said, "Yo, what up, play with me." She said, "Who are you?" Ninja said, "Ask Drake," and now the memes just are, they won't stop coming. So, interesting. It's not interesting at all to me. I think it's humorous, but I mean, it's a very 2019 thing, you know? Like, it's not in and of itself, it's not exciting, but it is the epitome of what 2019 has been. Well, what else do we got? Going from Anthem to Division 2 might not sound exciting, and it's not, but the Division 2 is currently celebrating it with a free weekend. So, if you have an interest in trying the Division 2 and trying out their new Episode 2 updates, now is the time, because you can get in there for free and not waste your money. But if you do like it, I do recommend checking out Uplay Plus, which is one of those games for service things. I am not a big hater of games as a service, as long as we get quality games from it. The prices and the value available for those prices are not bad, so consider looking into it. What's next? Well, we got Saints Row 2 news! I haven't thought about Saints Row 2 for so long, it's insane. I played that game for so many hours, such a great game. But if you're one of those people, like me, who bought the PC version and you got reamed because it's essentially useless because you needed mods, you literally needed like 5 mods to even attempt to run this fucking game. But Volition is fixing it! So if you have Saints Row 2 buried in your Steam library, pretty soon here will be time to crank that baby out and go for a murdering spree. Ah, shit. Fox News is gonna hear that, aren't they? Ugh. Next up, in news that I hope does not get me banned from China. Oh man, there's a lot of news to talk about with Blizzard. So I ask that you bear with me. There's a lot to cover, and I don't feel like I'm the best one to talk about it alone. We are going to discuss it in our self-plug here. We are going to discuss it in Gaming Monthly. Happens every month on the 8th Bit Network. It is our biggest podcast episode where we go in and we discuss in depth different gaming news. And we're going to talk about China and Blizzard if you do want to hear my opinions on that. But let's talk about Riot Games. And holy shit, this is the perfect thing to end on. Because Riot Games has essentially gone from doing nothing and seemingly being like, "Oh, dead company, lol," to just going insane. In the past few days, Riot has shown that they're working on a Diablo-style game, a football manager-like business simulation where you can run your own esports team, which is so fucking cool. Please make that a thing. When I was a kid, one of the reasons I love sports games was I got to pretend that I was in charge of my favorite teams. And I mean, like, that'd be such a cool way to get kids into esports, and the potential growth that comes off of that is immaculate. But aside from that, they announced an animated series called Arcane. They announced that they have a competitive first-person hero shooter, currently known as Project A, Most people are calling it Project Ares. I've seen some joking Project Asshole. We're going to call it Project Alabama here. So they're working on Project Alabama, which we've seen like 12 seconds of gameplay, and basically it ends on a fart cloud. So I'm not very sold yet, but here's to hoping. Aside from that, they also, I feel like I'm talking about League of Legends so much, but they announced so much. They are announcing a fighting game, so that's pretty damn cool. And they're going to fund the esports in an incredible way to make it one of the top competing esports, which is mind-boggling. They're showing League of Legends and Teamfight Tactics are coming to mobile next year, which, rest in peace all those mobile MOBA games that have essentially copied League of Legends for the past 10 years. They're changing the map. Yeah, that's right. An update's changing the map, adding a new champion, which that map has been pretty similar for a really long time. So making a change to that is huge. And if that wasn't enough for you, they have a card game that's on the top of fucking Twitch. Riot's coming for you. So if you're Blizzard, you better get out some lotion and keep rubbing off on China, so that maybe, just maybe, China won't fund Riot more than you. Okay, anyway, moving on. Thank you for listening to the first episode of This Week in Eights. I am coming up in 7 minutes, so I'm going to start finishing now. If you like this, please let me know. This is a new thing. I enjoy it. I get to talk fast. I get to yell. I get to make some funny jokes and try to be funny. We're going to keep it going. But thank you for listening, and consider, you know, liking, subscribing, thumbs downing, all that shit you do on wherever you are. And I'll see you next time on This Week in Eights.